Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Priscilla Huff is our guest, as I promised. Priscilla is a freelance writer, and she reports on small business issues. And she's the author of the book, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive, a book I've told you about many times before. More than 100, actually, proven marketing methods to help you beat the odds and be more successful in your small business. Priscilla Huff, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that that happens sometimes in the cycle, the annual business cycle, is this, we wind up in the summer months, and people are on people take vacations. We do, our customers do. There's not a lot to build a marketing plan around sometimes, unless you're selling, unless you're selling bathing suits and suntan lotion, I guess, but and barbecue perhaps. But for a lot of businesses, the summer is a little bit, can be a little bit of a time of the doldrums, can it?
Yes, with vacation and then family schedules are not quite the same, so you have to be a little bit creative in trying to keep the interest of your customers.
How do you do that?
Well, there's actually there's quite a summer provides some unique opportunities. Like you can provide a special summer promotion. A woman who has a home decor business offers special programs and then donates it to a local charity, some of the proceeds. Or you can advertise in your local regional travel brochures and guides and participate in community events, like all the fairs that are going on. Take a table. It's a good time to try a new product and give out samples.
So you're talking about, part of what you're talking about is getting a little bit of PR through giving back to the community perhaps, or something like that.
Right. Take advantage. There are all kinds of runs for different organizations to raise money. So you can donate a product or a service, or as I said, take a table.
So what you're saying is just.
Go ahead.
Instead of coming up with a campaign or something like maybe you'd have for a fall campaign or a spring campaign or the holiday campaign or something like that, use the events that are going on at the time and associate with those events, because that's where the people are, aren't they?
Right, absolutely. And all your bed and breakfasts and your hotels will often have those free community events that they hand out as the travelers come in and sign up. And, they say, well, what's going on? And that's the opportunity for you to reach out to new customers who are coming from across the country or the world.
That's a real good idea, Priscilla, because I know that if you've ever been to a bed and breakfast, there's almost always a little rack of brochures that are sitting by the front door where when people come to visit, they walk over and they look at those things and they pick up the things that they're interested in, and usually bed and breakfasts are glad to take your form. I think the key there though is to kind of get your business promotion into the kind of a form, physical form, that will fit in most of those racks. I think that's one thing to think about. Don't just hand them 8x10, 8.5x11.5 sheets of paper and expect them to give them out. You have to think a little bit about how they're going to be distributed, don't you?
Right. So actually, you want to have a good a graphics designer, or go to your printer shop and figure out. Actually, talk to those hotels and motels and bed and breakfasts and see what form they like it, in, and then pattern it that way.
Almost always, a trifold, 8.5x11 trifold, almost always fits. If I had to choose one form, I would use the 8.5x11 trifold, horizontally folded into three different folds.
Yes, that's an excellent, and something they can just pick up and carry with them.
Exactly. All right, what else?
Well, it's a good time to try a new product, you know, have a summer sale, because, again, friends are vacationing or with relatives are coming in. You could try and test a new product and get reactions and see how they like that. And another thing is offer summer hours because of daylight's, you know, longer.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea.
So have a little bit more flexible.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that always amazes me, are the companies that have what I consider to be maybe not fully retail, but somewhat retail business. And you know, here it is 5:30. People are driving home. There's still 2 hours or 3 hours of daylight left, and they just close their shop instead of, you know, it'd be awfully easy to say, okay, for the next 2 months we're going to alternate. Some of us are going to come in at 10 and I mean at 8 and get off at 5, and some of us are going to come in at 10 and get off at 7. That wouldn't be that hard to do.
No. As I said, the people are looking for something to do after supper. They don't want to stay in their homes.
Well, exactly. All right. What are some other ideas?
Well, another one is when you go on a vacation yourself, you know, do a little research beforehand at the places you'll be visiting. And while there, call on others in your line of business, check out the competition, or you might be able to pick up some ideas and, you know, scout out the areas in your industry.
Another great idea, because a lot of times in your own marketplace, you'd like to know some things that maybe other people are doing, or you'd like to check your position with competitors, people who are doing what you do in the marketplace, but you can't really do that with your own competitors. But if you're 500 miles away, you can pull that off, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. And you said it's always the more ideas that you get, the more you can maybe take back with you and try.
Well, there. Do you recommend that you tell the people that when you walk in there, do you recommend you say, hey, I'm in the next state over, I'm doing what you do, and I just started to come by and check out your store. I like what you guys are doing here, and maybe strike up a little peer-to-peer conversation. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people who are going to share their ideas will be. Those who don't, maybe someone down the block will. You know, it's because the more networking friends, I network with writers all over the country, and we write about on similar topics. So, but we each have our own little niche. And it's, as I said, the ideas that work for other people might just as well work, you know, well for you.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. You never know when somebody in another state is going to get a lead for you. Leave them your card, and there are times when that can happen. Hold on to that thought, Priscilla. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got Priscilla Huff with us right now. She's the author of Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. She and I will come back. She's going to have some more really good summertime marketing tips for you right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find our show. Lots of different ways. You can podcast it. You can download it. You can stream it. All MP3. And also, you can find our newsletter where you can subscribe to that. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And of course, askjim.biz is the knowledge base, the world's only knowledge base for small business, where you can get your small business answers now. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Priscilla Huff, H-U-F-F. She's the author of Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. And Priscilla, tell us where your book's available and give us your website, please.
Actually, my book's available in most major bookstores and Amazon.com, and they can contact through pyhuff.com.
All right, pyhuff.com. Priscilla, let's talk about some other summer marketing programs that we can develop. It's really the what you're talking about. The ideas I'm getting from you is basically look around you, see what's going on, and try to go where the people are. Maybe the summertime is not a good time to try to to change people's minds or manipulate them or motivate them to take action in any certain way, but you maybe you sort of go with the flow in the summer. What do you think?
Absolutely. Try to get out there and in your community, or if you're on the internet, try to send out a little some fun summer tips. And along with those summer tips, like a professional organizer has a little postcard she sends out, like on your summer vacation, to stay better organized. You know, get the people don't want as much structure, so try to make it fun, but capture their attention with something special or tips.
What about advertising? And do you recommend doing anything in the summer for advertising? What are some ideas that you have on that?
Well, as I mentioned about advertising your local travel brochures and guides, one woman writer wrote a little thing about a ghost for New Hope, Pennsylvania, some of the older homes there, the houses, so they could come into her shop. And so something fun tips that they were able to some stories they're able to read, and then they would come back to her shop and get more information.
You know, another thing you could do for those people who are not retail, just an idea, is, and you need to go ahead and get started on this right now, is just go to your customers and say, look, I know you guys are going to be on vacation. You got a lot of folks who most everybody will be on vacation sometime during the summer. That means you're going to have some holes in your operation. What are some things that we can do to help you fill those gaps? Is there anything my company can do to fill the gaps while your people are gone? Can we make sure that the person who typically orders from us, if she goes on vacation, what can we do to work with her to make sure that while she's gone, everything runs smoothly? What do we think about that idea?
Oh, well, that's an excellent idea, and able to help, work together so that owner, because if you have a brick-and-mortar store, you still want to have your hours going on, so you can maybe cover for that person, or they can cover for you, or actually do joint ventures in advertising, save money that way.
Well, I just like the idea of becoming an integrated partner with my customers, and I like to talk to small business owners about that. I think that's a very 21st century thing to do, to try to become more integrated with your customers, so that they don't think of you as just somebody they buy from. They think of you as somebody that that they depend upon for their operation to run smoothly. And if you do that, you're not as affected by seasonal times, and you're actually become part of the their planning for the summertime, for example, for vacation times. They'll actually maybe bring you in and tell you what's going on. You don't even have to ask them. I just think being integrated, and maybe another thing is with your if in retail, stay in touch with your customers. Don't just advertise in a broadcast way, although that's a great way to get new customers, but stay in touch with your customers one-on-one through email and permission marketing. What do you think, Priscilla?
Oh, absolutely. The more contact, the more, the more they'll know that you're there and they can take you with them. With most vacation places now have Wi-Fi where you can just hook up on the internet, so there's no reason that you can't send out your normal, your little tips. In fact, you could do a little blog about where you're traveling and what you're seeing, and that just might pique their interest.
Another thing that you can do, I think, and this is the reason why I think knowing your customers' email addresses and getting permission to send them stuff, maybe you could just send them an email that would very simply say, hey, I know we're all going into the summertime and during vacations and everything. What can we do to help you over the next couple of 3 months? Just ask that question.
That's an excellent thing, because people's minds are going crazy trying to get organized.
Well, and what you've done is you put yourself in their mind as somebody who maybe they haven't thought about what they want you to do, but at least you've offered to help them. How many other companies have done that lately?
Right. I just wrote an article for Home Business Magazine. I interviewed 10 millionaires, and it's coming out. The issue is coming out at the end of June.
Right.
And one of the tips was satisfy your customers. It's just such a simple principle, but
yeah.
We have a better chance of succeeding.
It works every time. Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. Priscilla, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks for having me. Happy
Priscilla,
summer.
Priscilla, you too. Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Got Sam Norwood on the other side of these messages coming up right now. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.